is Yirmiyah Perek Vavid Dalid, beginning from Pasuk Ches, and it is one of the most rarely read Haftiris. Most years, Parshas Mishpatim comes out to be Parshas Golem, right? And only in a year that's Iber Yar, as is this year, is a Parshas Golem, and even in the Iber Yar, occasionally it's Machar Chaydesh, or maybe even Rosh Chaydesh, but so it turns out to be read quite rarely. The beginning of it, of the Perek, talks about, the beginning of Torah rather begins with the mention of Yirmiyahu and Tzidkiyahu. Yirmiyahu, as you should know, was the Navi for the last, how many years before the Churban? 40 years, exactly. 40 years before the Churban. There are many similarities between him and Moshe Rabbeinu. And one of them is that they both said Devor for 40 years. And interestingly, his Devor comes to an abrupt end. After the Churban, there's actually a few Nevuahs till the last Jews leave to go down to Mitzrayim. And even though Yirmiyah is still a relatively young man at that point, he started saying Nevuah before he was 20, he says before his 60th birthday, he nevertheless, his Nevuah has come to an abrupt end, as if he's supposed to be the Navi for the Churban, and Zehu. And that's the whole story. Now, the other name here is Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. Tzidkiyahu is the very last king at the time of the Churban. After Yeshiyahu HaMelech, the great king who died, and we talk about it during the Kinnis, there were four kings, three brothers and one child, who were the last four kings for over a period of 23 years. The kingdoms were 6 months, 11 years, 6 months, 11 years, the last four malachim. And Nebuchadnezzar was already in control. Nebuchadnezzar sent some Jews to Golis in the time of Yehoiakim, one of those kings, Yechaniah, another one, and Tzidkiyahu, Yehoiasaph, Yehoiakim, Yechaniah, and Tzidkiyahu, and there were two Golisim, the famous Golis Yechaniah, or Yehoiachan, the same person, which is the Choresh V'Hamasker, that took place 11 years before the Churban. So that Yechaniah was a 6 month king, and Nebuchadnezzar sent to Golis, and then Tzidkiyahu for 11 years. Tzidkiyahu, during these 11 years, was under the thumb of Nebuchadnezzar already at this time. And Tzidkiyahu made an attempt, eventually to rebel, and that, brought about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, Chazal say about Tzidkiyahu that he was a righteous king. No, it was Chizkiyahu. Okay, Tzidkiyahu was a righteous king, but his dar wasn't right. Now this Haftarah begins with Pasuk Ches. Actually, prior to that, in this Perek, Yirmiyah tells Tzidkiyahu that the Churban will take place under your watch as your king, but you, Tzidkiyahu personally, will survive. You'll be captured, but he tells him, "Koyamar Hashem Alecha." Loisamus Bachorev, you will not be destroyed as part of the Churban, Mishalom Tomus. You will die in peace. He outlived Nebuchadnezzar, and Evel Meroidach freed him. What?
Isn't that unbelievable? He outlived.
Tzidkiyahu, because Tzidkiyahu was a righteous king.
He was a righteous king.
Righteous king. And I mentioned here, sure, in the past, that the question is, why did he...
The
Hakel, okay. I'll tell you the truth, I had a hard time. It's always hard to understand when it says Tzidkiyahu was a righteous king. So why was he able to do anything?
He must have made some mistake.
I don't know. But the way I understood was that he was fooled by the false malachim, by false neviim. There were false neviim throughout. And my understanding was that he was fooled by it. And Rav Pam told me that I'm wrong. That the pshat is, he knew what was right, he just didn't have the courage to stand up to the people.
Yeah,
he felt he wouldn't survive the people. Yeah, but the question is what Tzidkiyahu's mistake was. And I don't know, it was, not that Rav Pama had it right, especially in Yirmiyah, which was his book. But I remember arguing with him on numerous occasions about it, and the last time was that the last day he was home before he left to the hospital, the last time he was in a hospital bed in his living room. I don't remember exactly what Raya I brought, but I tried to bring it up like one last time, but to no avail. So anyway, that was Sidkiyahu. Now here, there's a very unusual episode, which makes it the Haftarah of Parshas Mishpatim. Hadavar HaShahoya El Yirmiyahu Me'es Hashem. This is a nevuah to Yirmiyah, through Yirmiyah from Hashem. Acharei Kerois HaMelech Sidkiyahu Bris Es Kola'am Asher Yerushalayim Likroi Lahem Durar. Sidkiyahu did do something to get the people to follow the Torah. He made a bris with the people to free all of their slaves, the Aved Ivris that they had under them, and they didn't follow the halacha. The halacha is an Aved Ivri goes free after 6 years. An Aved Ivri is a major asset. It's I don't know what you compare it today, stocks or bonds or I don't know, but it's a major asset, and the people didn't want to free their avadim. And so Tzidkiyahu, it's called the live-in. He made a bris with the people to send their maid servants and the male servants, levilti avod bam Yehudi achinu ish, not to enslave our brothers, our Jewish brethren. Vayishbu kol asarim v'chalam ashabo babris l'shalech ishes avdoi v'ishes mishchas shivchasei chavshim. And the people listen. They set their servants and their maids free. Levilti abam oid vayishmu v'yishalechu. Vayishalechu is a dan in the lamed, indicating, you know what dan in the lamed? Permanent sending away. Vayishalechu. It's been yikavein. They sent them away free. And that they should be free forever. And this is very typical of the story of Sidkiyahu. It's a very sad person. Very sad life, personal life here. He gets them to do it. They send them free. Look at the next pasuk. Vayishuvu achrei came, vayishuvu asavodim vesashvachais. They went and they took back the servants and the maid servants asher shilchu chavshim that they had sent free. Vayikbishum laavodim vleshvachais. And they took them back. They couldn't live. The nisayon was too great. They did it. They had a good Yom Kippur. They did tshuva. They set them all free. And the next morning, bang, they went and they kidnapped them. There's actually a kidnapping, because when you free them, they're really free. Well, they meant to send them permanently, but they didn't stay. They didn't stick with it. And, they took them back. And Vahid Varash, this is Sidkiyo. Vahid Varash Shemel Yirmiyom Eis Hashem Leimer, Koyam Hashem Lekei Yisrael, Anoichi Karati Vris as Avisechem, I made a bris with your avos, I made a deal with them when they came out of Mitzrayim saying, Miket Sheva Shonim, now, you know an Eved goes free after how many years? 6 years. Right. So the Rishayim here say either Miket Sheva Shonim. It's interesting, Kates could mean end, it could mean beginning. It's one of those words that goes both ways. Here it means, at the beginning of the 7th year, Tishalchu Isha Sochi for Ivri. Others teach it after 7 years if Yovel comes. But anyway, Tishalchu Isha Sochi for Ivri, Ashi Mocher Luchov Avodcha Sheishanim. It's in Fersh in the passing. He works for you 6 years, Vishilach Tichov Shimeimach, Vloy Shamo Avisechem Elai, Vloy Hitu Asaznam. And they didn't listen. Did somebody have a Chumish here? Yeah. All right, so here, all the Rishayim struggle to understand, what does it mean? Karati bris es avisechem b'yoyim et yesem eretz Mitzrayim? Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a bris with Klal Yisrael on the day they left Mitzrayim? So Mitzudas is bothered by it. The Mitzudas David says, it's a loose language. It means Maimon Har Sinai. That's what the Mitzudas says. But it's not a satisfying pshat. Where was the krisus bris? There's a pasuk in Va'era, which pasuk? In the beginning of Va'era, it says the following. Right before Sheni, there's a parsha before and after. The last pasuk before Sheni, Vav Yud Gimel. V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe el Aharon. Listen to the pasuk. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon, v'yitzavei mispadei Yisrael, v'el pabadei Yisrael, v'apari Mitzrayim. Period. He commanded them to go to the Jewish people, to go to Paray, to take the Jews out of Egypt. I understand, you're sending to Paray to take the Jews out of Egypt. But why are you sending them El B'nai Yisrael? What was El B'nai Yisrael? So this is a favorite drosha pasuk in all the drush chumashim, a drush svarim, chumash svarim. But the Yerushalmi in Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that he made a bris with Klal Yisrael that Avodim should go free after 6 years. Yerushalmi says this is the very first mitzvah the Jews got. Before Sinai, before Mara, even before Parshas Bay, before Karban Pesach, the very first mitzvah was Yitzias Avodim. Was that, and they wouldn't have Avodim till Yevil is Nayik. The whole Mitzrayim, there was the whole 40 years of Mitzvah, there was no Avodim. There were no Avodim. What? Oh, no, it's before the new moon. The first one is Beferish of the Pasuk is the new moon, but this one is earlier than that. That's what Yerushalmi says. This is the very first mitzvah. Oh, so questions. So that really is a part of this week's parasha as well. In Parshas Mishpatim, as you know, Ve'ela Mishpatim, Zakrashi, Ve'ela Messina, Ve'ela Messina. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I'm going to surprise you, you know, honesty is also from Sinai. So we're going to teach Dinei Mamonis. And Aseres HaDibros, there's no real mitzvah on financial honesty. Even this, a geneva is kidnapping. It's not, there's no, so ve'eila mishpatim. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, let me teach you some financial business rules. First rule, let your slaves go after 6 years. Doesn't seem like the primary mitzvah, bein adam l'chaveira, is to let your avadim go free. Now, there are many mitzvahs in the parasha that are knowing more often. Shemar Pekadin, or Aveda, Maki Ish. And this is what it begins with. The reason it begins with this is a fundamental idea in, and by the way, the Yerushalmi brings our Pasuk also, brings the Pasuk in Yerim. The fundamental idea that although there are many, many mitzvahs in the Torah, and we say there are 613 mitzvahs, they're really more than, there are 613 mitzvahs that are Mefurish Bekra. There are really, even Dereises, there are more than 613. But, and certainly many Darabanans, but that mitzvah which a person experiences, which a person personally experiences, is a mitzvah that a person is supposed to relate to even more. In other words, when you read the Torah, there's a mitzvah the Torah that has a shaychus to you, you should be more careful with that mitzvah. It's a basic idea. The Chassam Sefer writes in a number of tshuvas about this. He writes somebody who doesn't keep chadash, doesn't keep yashan, hestis, shouldn't get the aliyah. Should make sure if they give him the aliyah, even though today they're heterim, but even with heterim, don't get that aliyah for the mitzvah of the Eimer. He writes in another tshuva that if you don't imagine, he says if you're not machmir to write a prosbul in the beginning of Shemitah, which he himself says you don't have to, you shouldn't get the aliyah for Shemitah's Chesafim. And we have an idea that when those of us who wear tefillin, we have from Reb Aaron that on the first, we take off our tefillin before Hallel, because Hallel is a contradiction to tefillin. So we typically take off our tefillin before Hallel. But the first day of Pesach, we leave them on, because the laning has in it the of Chomayin, of Chomay Pesach. We leave it on because for laning, since we lane the parsha of Parshas Bay, the parsha of Kaddish, so therefore we're wearing tefillin when we talk about tefillin. Reb Aaron was makbid, yeah, you shouldn't get aliyah. Yeah. It is an idea that when a person has a shaychus to lamaisa, a person should be more careful with. Now here, the idea was that the Chumash says later in the Torah that you should be kind to a ger, kigeris and beretz mitzrayim. Where is that? That's later in no, it's here in this week's parsha. Huh? That yeah, here in the Mishpatim, the ger loisilchas v'atem yidatem es nefesh ager, kigeris and beretz mitzrayim. If you experienced it, you should be extra careful in this thing that you yourself experienced.
What percentage of Jews had
so that's, you're right, maybe very few. But the point is that all Jews were Avadim in Mitzrayim. And since Yidu are Avadim in Mitzrayim, this is the first mitzvah, is the thing that you feel a sensitivity to, that you have to be extra zahir in. And even though this is many generations later, but it had to become part of Klal Yisrael, that this idea that responding to your own feelings, you have to use your own feelings in observing the Torah, and therefore, there's the expectation that that the bris of Shiluach Avadim should be a main thing. And certainly here, when Klal Yisrael was stuck, they went out of Mitzrayim, got Eretz Yisrael, and now it's 850 years later, but now they're in danger of losing Eretz Yisrael. So you go back to basics. Now, the idea of Shiluach Avadim, which was sort of one of the conditions of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is something that they should have been sensitive to. We're talking about Eved Nivri. There's no mitzvah of Shiluach Eved Knani. It's an Eved. It's an Issa. Anyway, so this is why this is considered to be somehow a very a fundamental thing. Once it's a mitzvah that a person experiences, a person has to be careful with it, and that's the Ve'elah HaMitzvahs. I want to share with you something, talking about the honesty. It's a generation of Svarim. I get, there are 365 days a year, I get about 365 Svarim a year given to me for free. Many of them are pamphlets. When I fly, I take a couple of them along, and you know, just because it's easy to take on the plane. He brings here from Rav Michal Ber Weissmandel. He quotes where it's from. He quotes from a sefer. Lahazbir, he said, Rav Michal Ber Weissmandel, talking about the Holocaust, he says, Av shetchila shayrish ha-puryani es ha-isa be-Deutschland, even though the beginning of the Holocaust was in Germany, Rosham dispashat l'shar medinas, and from there it spread to the rest of Europe. Omdom b'mitzius, the fact is, Zachu achenu b'Yisrael be-Deutschland li-hinotzel harbi yaisa k'fi'erach shashar medinas. Many more Jews survived Germany than survived Hungary or Poland. Many of them got out early. They were able to take money with them. Wherever else it didn't happen. Omar, or Weissmandel said, Asibahu. The reason is, Shabbat Hoylehem Yaisi Yashrus, B'masa Matan Imagoyim, B'mesha Kol Hashanim. All the years they were more honest in their dealings with Goyim, Bli Armumiyais, without tricking them. Therefore their money was more theirs. Layamur Bisaicha Khelika Goyim. Mashenke Bishar Medinas. Mashenke in the other countries, Shayanius Vadakus Naira. Islam it's chus that it was because they were very poor. Lachin Hutchu La Asman Lapamim Lasis Armumiyais Bitvarm Shabimama Masamatnim Agayim. Therefore, they were mayreheta to deal dishonestly with the Gaim. It's an incredibly strong thing. If he'd been a German Jew, he couldn't write it. You know, the fact that he himself came from Czechoslovakia allowed him to have this sort of the heta to write it. So, it's an interesting thing. I think, who was it that said that by Matan Torah, they were able to see the words? Right? Normally, you can't see words. Why do they see the words? Because it says loy signaiv. So a person will say, oh, loy, lamed vav. Loy, signaiv, loy, him, tirtzach, he can kill him. So they saw the words. It was spelled lamed aleph so that they should know. At any rate, this is the Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed for Shiluach HaAvadim. It was destroyed for Gilei Reish, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. But nevertheless, it's sort of a nail in the coffin when they couldn't stick it. It's hard to believe. They sent them free. And they couldn't, and they were, you know when this takes place? This takes place 4 years before the Churban, 7 years after Hezekiah's Malchus begins. Like the Churban, it's not just, sometimes you don't see the handwriting on the wall. Here, there was already Golos Yahyakim, which is when Daniel went to Golos. There was Golos Yechonia, when the 10,000 of them, the best ones, were taken away. And Nebuchadnezzar was knocking on the door all the time. I mean, they couldn't do it. They kidnapped them. I was thinking that they're not really over on Shiluach Avadim. They're really over on kidnapping. They sent their Avadim free. Once they sent them free, they're free. It's really kidnapping when they took them back. They were free people, halachically. And they took them back. But Yishalchu, they sent them. Well, Yishalchu.
Does it mean that they went for sure that they were forced?
Yishalechu means they were sent.
What?
They took them back. They forced them. Yeah, the Akbishum, they forced them. They had the power apparently to do it. So anyway, this is the complaint. V'atashuvu atem hayoy v'tasu asayosher ve'inai. So the Navi says in the name of Hashem, you did what was right in my eyes. Likrei duror ishlareyu v'tichusu bris lefanai babayis v'shnikr shmi alav. And you made a bris in the Beis Hamikdash v'atashuvu v'atachalu ashmi. And now you turned around, you machal my name v'atashivu ishas avdai v'ishel es mishpachtai sheshilachtem chavshim l'nafsham v'tichbishu oisam liyas lachem la'avodim l'shvachais. And you took them avodim l'shvachais l'chein, and I guess we'll do Thursday night to l'chein. Okay, passing inside.